our Izzat, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher. It is only and solely through the Fadl, the kindness, the very special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed useless people like myself to be gathered in His house. This is a great favor and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is only and solely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we have gathered here for this Islahi Jalsa. What is this Islahi Jalsa? It's extremely important that we all should realize and understand that how important this Islahi Jalsa is. What is this Islahi Jalsa all about? So that we can go back with this true fikr, this concern and this reality. This Islahi Jalsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That if you are looking for success, then successful indeed are those people who have made their tazkiyah. Islah is from the word tazkiyah. And tazkiyah actually means spiritual purification. Like a person in this world, you get sickness comes to a person. Nobody likes to get sick, but you get sick. You get a headache, if it goes on to a flu, then you realize I need to go and see a doctor, I need to take treatment. If I do it on my own, like our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Abdul Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, if you want to become your own doctor and just go to the chemist and buy your own medicine, then you don't know for yourself how much of dosage you have to take. You might overdose yourself and you rather first dig your grave before taking the medicine. So exactly like that, a person doesn't like to get sick, but this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala sends down, Allah ta'ala sends sickness upon some people. This is also a special mercy of Allah. It is a way of wiping out our sins and raising our status. On the other hand, similarly, a person gets spiritual diseases, like anger, hatred, jealousy, love of this dunya, etc., which is one of the great Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that hubbu dunya ra'su kullu khatirah, that or the crown of all sicknesses is this love of dunya. When a person, and we can't ourselves, we won't admit, generally a person says that I am healthy, I don't really need to see a doctor, but the doctor can see how this person is walking, he can make out. So generally myself also, we all think we are spiritually healthy. But it is Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness. Allah Ta'ala's concern for us, that Allah Ta'ala has gathered us here on this occasion to make us realize, if we sit with this open heart, with this correct intention, that first of all, I have come here only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to gain the pleasure of Allah, we have to learn who is our Allah. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. One of Allah Ta'ala's very special and great qualities through which we are surviving every special moment, it is the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to understand and learn the mercy of Allah, from this also we understand that we have to learn who Allah Ta'ala is and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you recognize Allah, Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness will come in the heart. The moment Allah's greatness comes in the heart, you can't help having love for Allah. Allah's muhabbat will come in the heart. When the love of Allah comes in the heart, that is one of the easiest ways to burn out all a person's spiritual disease. Just get the love of Allah. And where we get all this? Allah Ta'ala says, on your own you can't find it. You won't find it in the kitabs also. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْعَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. Jo baat khabar hai, those who know about Allah, those who have learned from their elders who is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they learned about Allah. And then this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it penetrates the heart. It's not just words, it's from heart to heart. When a person sits in the company of those friends who've got the love of Allah, with this intention that, oh Allah, he has got a burning love in his heart. I can see when you look at him, izarahu dhukir Allah. When you look at this man, he reminds you of Allah. He makes you think of Allah. He has got the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. He reminds us of our real object and purpose, that we haven't come here, this is not our real home.
This is our passing phase to make our real home, and that is Akhirat. Reminds us of the shortness of this life, the everlasting life of the Akhirat. Then such a person who's got this burning love, your heart takes to him, then get connected to this person. This is what is called Ba'at. And this was the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Kareem also. Such a great sunnah that those who got connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they pledge allegiance that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to correct our lives now. We want to obey Allah's command, take out all type of kufr and shirk and bid'ah and rusumat, all customs and all our diseases from the heart. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated them with sohbat, with the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when a person sits with this intention that, oh Allah, that kayfiyat ihsan. Ihsan means that to do everything in the most beautiful way. Everybody likes beauty in this world also. Our honorable, great Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mohammad Rahul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, that a person today, you see, he's taking so much pride in his car, washing his car so much. Then taking pride in his garden, etc. And he's purifying his garden. He even mows the lawn himself, etc. So he says, you like your dunya to be first class, no problem. But dunya you're going to leave behind. Make your akhirat also first class. In fact, your akhirat should have been first class and dunya second class. But he says, never mind, if we are still short-minded and you want your dunya first class, but don't forget about your akhirat. And the akhirat is so simple. There to make a garden, it's not like the effort of this world. In this world, to plant one tree is a very, very long effort to see the fruits of that tree. The akhirat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and in turn the chain came down. Sahaba taught the Tabi'een, then they taught the Tabi Tabi'een, and till today we have our Mashayikh, which are called the Ahlullah, the spiritual guides. So we are very, very fortunate in this regard. We have a great wali of Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Badazilul Ali, our honorable illustrious Shaykh, who has got this burning fikr and concern that how this love of Allah can ignite the hearts of every person and a person, and we can be conscious that we make our Islam, our spiritual reformation. So Sahaba Rajam said with this desire that, oh Allah, that burning love that is in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of you, put it into our hearts. And look how it ignited their hearts. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself gave us great tidings that Ashabi kan nujub, my Sahaba are like guiding stars. If you also want to be guided, you follow them, you'll also be guided. And in the same principle, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah has given a beautiful example. He says, so to say, the thorns in the jungle, the thorns in the garden, they complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you made us thorns. Who likes thorns? Nobody likes thorns in a garden, etc. So obviously, the housewife, or the lady of the house, the gardener, of the garden, she's going to tell the gardener when he comes, all the thorns, take it out. I don't want thorns. So Allah, we're going to be dumb. You made us thorns. So to say, Allah Ta'ala told the thorns, with all my thorns, you do me one favor and you'll be not only saved, you'll be honored. So they said, Allah, what should we do? Allah Ta'ala says, all you have to do to be saved and to be honored, stay in the company of the roses. If you stay in the company of the roses, no housewife will tell them that rose there has got a thorn under, I don't like it. Cut out that thorn. No, now that rose is going to the beloved. And that thorn is under that rose. You pay 10 rand, 20 rand for one rose. You paying the same price of a rose for a thorn. Just because it's set in the company of the rose. And then Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah explained so beautifully that the thorns in this world, they can stay for thousands of years in the company of the roses, they still remain thorns. But human thorns like myself, if we stay in the company of the roses, the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with open heartedness, with this concern and fikr that, oh Allah, all the diseases of my heart, please purify. And we inform the Shaykh. The Shaykh is your spiritual doctor. That you inform him that I've got this anger, I've got this pride, this jealousy. I'm still hankering after this dunya, although I'm even performing tahajjud. I might even be pardoned on my tilawat and my zikr, but I still got this inclination and love to this dunya, then they will give us treatment. So Hazrat says, when you sit in the, with the thorn like myself, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, not only will you remain a thorn, you will become a rose. And you will be changing other things to roses. And we see the system. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what they became. Sahaba changed the hearts of Tabi'een. They changed the hearts of the Tabi Tabi'een. And till today we see those who sit in the company of the Ahlullah, how they shine and how they become guiding stars for others. So this is this whole object and purpose and understanding to realize that alhamdulillah, today we are performing namazas, etc. We are making tilawat of Quran, but to bring that beauty, that reality in it. And when was that reality and that beauty? Ihsan actually means this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Today we open the Qur'an Kareem just as a formality. Not opening Qur'an Kareem, this is the word of my Allah. I'm going to talk to my Allah. When a person is dialing his beloved's number, already he's going into a state of ecstasy. That I'm going to be talking to my beloved, he's just dialing the number. When we pick up Qur'an Kareem, Allahu Akbar, when Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala, the son of Abu Jahl, those people, when they came in the company, the sohbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of Allah penetrated their heart, then Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu anhu, he said with regard to him, he used to lift up the Quran Kareem, he used to kiss it, he used to put it on his eyes, and then he used to say, Haza kalam Rabbi, this is the word of my Allah. And the moment he says, this is the word of my Allah, he used to fall unconscious. Allah's word. How much respect, how much honor, how much dignity I should have for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this consciousness, when it comes into a person, then see the different enjoyment. Deen is extremely enjoyable, very, very easy also. But more than easy, it is extremely enjoyable. It is very delicious. You can't get anything more delicious than the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi himself says, when Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq to sit in one corner of the masjid or in my home and I make the zikr of Allah, and Allah gives me tawfiq to take His name, Allah, 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 Allah. He says then from the bottom of his heart, the poem and talking to Allah Ta'ala in the love of Allah, 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 eche shiri nastanam, shiro shakkar mi shawad janam tamam. Our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasar Rahmatullahi translated it in Urdu so beautifully that Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. That oh Allah, just your name is so sweet, it's so enjoyable. That what do these people sitting in the taverns and getting intoxicated and they think they're enjoying themselves, they're losing their minds, they're losing their senses. Let them get one drop of the wine of the love of Allah. That is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ahlullah has compared the zikr of Allah to the wine. Because people take wine, they get intoxicated, they lose their senses. They don't know who's their mother, who's their sister. And all other intoxicants, drugs, etc. The solution to this is, you don't get enjoyment in there. Wallah, come in the company of the friends of Allah. Learn about Allah, then see the enjoyment of making the zikr of Allah. Then you won't forget drugs and alcohol, that you throw it far away. You won't even be wasting your time on unnecessary, wasteful activities, useless activities of this world. So this is this whole object and purpose, and this is what this Islahi Jalsa is all about, that a person should realize that to make my spiritual reformation, to wipe out all my spiritual diseases, this is first the aim, this is necessary for each and every person. And the road for this is to connect ourselves to the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how fortunate are we that we are supposed to be going to the friends of Allah. A thirsty person supposed to be going to look for water. Yet the well has come to us, the fountains have come to us. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Azmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazilul Ali, Allah Ta'ala grant him long life with hafiyah, salamat, izzat, rahat, aman. And give me, myself and all of us tawfiq to realize how great this personality and these personalities are. And to benefit from them in the way that we connect ourselves to them. And we also realize we need our spiritual reformation to be made. For this we find Hazrat going around throughout the country. Every week, every Tuesday nights, Hazrat has a majlis. Every month, the first Islamic Jummah of the Islamic calendar, there's a masjid in Johannesburg, Homestead Park. Then the Saturday night, there's a masjid in the Darul Uloom. The Sunday again, there's a masjid. All this for what? For mine and your concern, that how we can get this love of Allah, how this heart of ours kept, which has become rusted, Allah Ta'ala explains, like Nabi Kareem Sawsim has mentioned, that when a person commits a sin, then a black dot settles on his heart. And if he doesn't make tawbah, if he doesn't make istighfar, and that is why this concept of bay'ah, that a person doesn't like himself when he commits sin, but we find the next thing he's pulled towards another sin. But when he gets connected to the friend of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy is, where the friends of Allah, they are not Allah directly, but Allah's mercy is there, you'll find Allah Ta'ala there. And in their company, and you take bayat, you put your hands on their hands, that I also want to change my life, I also want to get connected to Allah, then you'll see how easy it becomes to make tawbah istighfar. And when a person makes tawbah istighfar, immediately Allah Ta'ala wipes out, there can be million black dots on our heart, Allah wipes out all those dots. A 99-year-old kafir soaked in kufr and shirk, the worst and filthy evils, with the worst and stool and urine, he makes tawbah sincerely, in a split moment, that heart that was blackened and dark, Allah Ta'ala now makes it into nur. It was a nadi, it was going to Jahannam. Allah made it a nuri, it's going to Jannah. This is the barakat of the spark of Islam, and the barakat of the spark of what is called the sawuf. That is this recognition of Allah, this presence. When a person has got this presence, Allah is with me all the time. Then see what enjoyment you got. Then you are not worried of all insurance policies, this policy, whatever you do, not who's looking at me. Who's looking at me, who's not looking at me, it makes no difference. My Allah is with me. My Allah is watching me. And when Allah is with us, Allah Akbar, as we learn from our wonderful illustrious Shaykh and the friends of Allah, agar tu ek mera, toh sab kuch meri. Asma mera, zameen meri. If you are mine of Allah, the whole world is mine. And if you are not mine, I can be a millionaire, a billionaire. Today people that are billionaires, they are looking for peace and contentment. They are looking for success. But where it lies, they are not looking for it there. They're looking for it everywhere else. And sadly, myself, all of us, we have to check our own self and make an introspection of our own lives. That all of us have won success. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah Akbar, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody's desire is, I want success for myself, my family, my children. And in this line, we are working so hard. That I'm working so hard, my child must go to school, he must get a matric certificate, he must become a doctor, a lawyer. And why? We think he'll be successful. Allah Ta'ala says it doesn't lie there. You have got a total misconception of success. Your idea of success is totally lopsided. You are so limited that you are looking for success in a temporary world, whereas it lies in an eternal world. It lies by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And success is a condition of the heart which is called itminan, peace and contentment. The whole world thinks that if I have a better car, if I have a better house, I'll have peace and contentment. But you get a better house, you're still not at ease. You think if I get when we don't control our gazes, looking at women, flirting around, you think if I get another wife, I'll be happy. You get another wife, you're still not happy. You're still looking at others. So this is spiritual diseases. Where you get this peace, contentment, and where you get the success, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Allah Akbar. The word, the Arabic language is very, very vast also. And the Arabic language, Allah Akbar, has got so many different, for one word, for one meaning of a word, it's got different words. But Allah Ta'ala is used for the word success. Allah is used the word falah, which means all types of success. Whether it's of dunya, whether it's qabr, akhirat, which is a real success. If you want it, Allah said, and use the word falah also, and Allah said, qad, definitely, that person is successful who follows the path of tazkiyah, starts purifying his heart. When we start purifying our heart and the love of Allah comes in the heart, then see a person starts getting enjoyment in making the zikr of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi zikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. Open your ears and listen. Success and peace and contentment is not in your big palaces. It's not in your profession. It's not in your cars and your fashions and the clubs and all these places and intoxicants. It's only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what zikr? Fi zikrillah. When we are soaked in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thus we will learn from our shaykh, our elders, that the ahlullah, that first of all, how to make the zikr of Allah. The zikr will start on the tongue, but from the tongue it must penetrate to the heart. Like our dada shaykh of the Chahaki Maktasab rahmatullah used to say, zikr zakir ko maskur tak ponchata hai. That the zikr of Allah, the person who's making zikr, he's a zakir. Whose zikr is making the maskur, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. The zakir will reach his maskur, will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily you take out time, according to the prescription of your shaykh, how much zikr to make, and you make your zikr regularly, you will see Allah Ta'ala's love coming in the heart. Now to control your gazes, whether it's woman on the street, whether it's on our mobiles, going on haram porn sites, Allah save me and all of us, looking at this billboard, all these are shaitan's activities to misguide us. Shaitan is all the time behind us to loot our iman. And today we are not concerned. We're not even worried, and we have to be concerned of our iman. And this is the spark of Islam. This is the spark of the soul, that we realize the value of our iman. And we have to be looking after this iman and increasing this iman all the time. Then a person sees, as you start making zikr on the tongue, zikr goes into the heart. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance comes into the heart. Then the real zikr is that 24 hours of our day, a person is conscious, what am I doing? Is my Allah happy with me or not? My Allah mustn't be unhappy with me for a moment. If my Allah is unhappy, a buzurg says in his zikr so beautifully, He narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas riza mangta hu. That worse than Allah Ta'ala's displeasure is worse than the fire of Jahannam. That you can be thrown in the fire of Jahannam and you in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, that is worse. So we should realize and understand how important is it that a person all the time gets the speaker and concern that how my Allah Ta'ala can be happy with me. And this is our actual object and purpose. Maqsoode man tu wa radai tu. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose is only you and your happiness. And where we'll get this? Allah says, fas'al bi khabira. Ask those who know about Allah, who are informed about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we are extremely fortunate, and it is Allah's great favor. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to be present in this masjid for this great concern in fikr, how myself I can make my Islam, and all of us, and we have a great personality, a spiritual doctor in our midst, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzadil Ali. Hazrat will be addressing us in the main bayan, but we should have this concern already and this fikr and this intention that, oh Allah, I also want my Islam to be made. I also want your happiness, and guide me onto this way, and then see Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will engulf us, and Allah Ta'ala will guide us accordingly. And then see the enjoyment of life, you'll get a taste of the enjoyment of Jannat in this world already. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We'll all try and make this incense, inshallah. We'll call upon our honorable guest here. We have Mufti Shaheed Sahib of Trinidad. MashaAllah, Mufti Sahib has come also all the way from Trinidad to spend time in the company of our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzadil Ali, which shows people who realize the value, you can spend millions of rands for 1 minute of the company of the friend of Allah. That millions of rands, it's not even, you can't compare it to 1 minute of the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also learn from these great friends how to also make or have concern that we also have the company of the friends of Allah, and most important, for this great object and purpose of our Islam, and to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to digest the words of advice, words that should resonate in our minds and in our hearts. So if we can come closer a little bit, inshallah, with the intention of making a movement towards Allah, a movement towards benefit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can look upon us with His favor and with His karam and with His mercy, inshallah. الحمد لله الذي كفى الذي أرسل رسوله المصطفى بدين الحق ليظهر على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has favored us. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us. And how do we return? And how do we treat those who have favored us? We need to look at ourselves and see how we have responded and how we have treated the favors of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us. He has given us such beauty and such features. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us very balanced. And this is just in our physical creation. In the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us. Just in the way He has designed us. We look at this alone. We realize the immense favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us two beautiful eyes. There are some animals whose eyes are very big and huge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us very beautiful eyes. And look at the nose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There are some animals whose nose are long. Allah did not give us a nose like an elephant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a nice, neat nose. And the bowl is facing down. Alhamdulillah. If it was up and the other way, things could have fallen into it. And Allah has put a sieve to strain the air before it goes in, so that no dust and no debris will enter. And He warms the air for the lungs. So the blood vessels are very close in the nose. So it warms the air before it goes into the lungs. And look at the beautiful mouth that Allah has given us. There are some animals that don't have mouth, they have jaws. Huge, with big teeth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gracious to us? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us? And this is just in our face. And the mouth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the way that we eat. Not like the animals who go down and they devour their food. They run it down and they catch it and they rip it apart and they eat it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the hands that we take our food and we cook it and we prepare it and we decorate it and we arrange it so beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all that we need. And we are just looking at our body, the physical features that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And Allah has given us such beautiful ears, not like those of the elephant, and long and pointed and disfigured. Or it's bigger and it's out of proportion in relation to the size of the face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Allah has honored us. Allah has given us izzat. However, the actions of man have become like those of the hayawan, like those of the animals. But Allah has done His part. Allah has made us noble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us honorable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us what we need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in such a way, but we are not limited. Allah has not limited us, even though He created us with certain physical features. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us feet. Thereby, this means that we were only supposed to be able to walk. This should have been our only means of transport. We don't have wings, but don't we fly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to fly. We are not birds. And Allah tells us, if we look at the birds, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ. Do you not look at the bird soaring in the sky? Or like the hummingbird? And it goes like this. No plane can go like others yet. And they land. Look how they land. And look how Allah has created the bird. And Allah did not give us wings, but we fly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us the gills like the fish. We don't have the fins like the fish. Or don't we swim into the ocean and dive deep and go and see the oysters and the corals and the wonders that Allah has created? Allah did not give us fins and gills, but yet He has given us the ability. Is this not honor from Allah? Is this not the izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Is this not the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That yet we have not been given fins nor gills, but we swim. The animals that burrow into the earth, that dig and they go into the earth We don't have those features, those mechanisms. But don't we dig? We do a lot of mining here, we dig. And we go into the earth. Tunnels. We go through an entire mountain. And there are tunnels that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to dig from England to France, is it? Under the ocean. We are digging under the ocean. Bypassing all this water on top of there. Is this not honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? A person goes and he studies in university and then they give him a certificate that he, because he has been able to accomplish this. The things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to accomplish, is this not a certificate of honor and respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. And what is the exchange for goodness and kindness? Accepting goodness and kindness. That if somebody is good to you, naturally you should have been good to them. Our parents have been good to us. Our parents have been great to us. Our parents have sacrificed. What is the natural response? What is the insani response? What is the human response? The human response is that you be kind to them. That when they call you, you obey. That when they ask you for something, that you deliver. That when they advise you, you follow their advice. This is the response. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of this. What should be our response to Allah? Should it not be a response of obedience, of ubudiyat, of subservience, of submitting, of saying, labbaik, here I am, O Allah. That when Allah calls us, that when Allah beckons us, and He says, come to me. Come to me. That we respond. That we leave what we are doing. فَتَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That we hasten to the remembrance of Allah. And Allah is not calling us to punish us. Allah is not calling us to take away something from us. When Allah calls us, what does He call us to? حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ. Allah is calling us, and He is calling us to success. Allah is calling us towards that which is beneficial for us. Allah is calling us to give us. Allah is calling us to raise our status more. Allah is calling us to clean us and purify us, to love us and put us in His Jannah. Allah is not calling us to take away from us. Take away your dunya. Give me your dunya. Why you want that? Allah is not calling us to deprive us. Deen is not seeking to take away our enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to strip us of our entertainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to deprive us of those things that make us laugh and to make us smile. Allah does not want to put us in a vice and tighten it and squeeze us till we scream and we hold our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. When He calls us, He calls us towards those things that are good, those things that are beneficial, those things that will cause us and our status to be elevated. Allah is calling us towards Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us. Just like a person, kind of. If a person has a child, or somebody they love, and this person is going astray, they are following the wrong path, you talk to them. You show them reason. You show them logic. You show them hadith. You show them Quran. Or you ask one of their friends to talk to them. Or you ask somebody you know they will respect to talk to them. And you try different things. You push all of the buttons. You try different things. You try to make a deal with them. You said, okay, you go in this direction. If you stop that, I will give you this. So you try to bargain with them. You try to negotiate with them. You try all of this, and then at the end of it, your last statement will be, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. This is love. This is love. This shows that the person he cares about you. Nothing is working. Nothing. Everything is being tried, and it is not working. And he says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, my daughter? Why are you following that? Where are you going? What has happened to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with love, calls us calls us towards His recognition and to understanding the truth, we need to respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us for our tazkiyah, to purify ourselves, to get rid of this dirt and grime, to detach ourselves from this baytul ankabut, from this spider's web. What does this spider web do? This dunya, the non-Muslims, they understand it. They understand it very well. They know what they are doing. This is why they call it WWW. World Wide Web. This is what the internet is. It's a World Wide Web. A web for the entire world, to catch the whole world. So Allah calls us to detach ourselves from that web. What the web does? And I've noticed that wherever there's light, there's a light, that's where the spider goes to build his web. Isn't it? Because he knows that's where the insects are going to be attracted. They're going there. I'll catch them. So in our Darul Ulooms and in our masjids, that's where the shaitan is going to come to spin his web. Because he wants to catch those who are attracted to the light. So the spider spins its web. And as soon as you go onto it, you stop. This is what it does. You got to stick to it. And then the more you try, the more you get entangled. And then the spider comes. And he winds his cocoon around you. He wraps you up and ties you down. This is what the web does. This is what the dunya does. It anchors us to itself. So that we can rev our engines as hard as we want. Or we can set the sail and Hadith and Quran can be blowing, but the ship will not go anywhere because it's anchored to the dunya. We need to let go. If we do not let go, then we'll be stuck there. We'll be stuck in that world. So this is the purpose of the Islahi Jalsa. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he went into the market and he made the announcement that the legacy, the inheritance of the Prophet is being distributed. So people thought it was what? Dunya. So they hastened to the masjid because they wanted that. Because the love of it was in the heart. So for example, if an announcement was made that today we'll be looking after some of the businesses that people may have, and the intention is to, if anybody has some finance, to augment it or to give those who want to start up a little business, or to help people in whatever worldly problems that they may have, a gathering to solve the worldly problems that individuals may have. We would have had space? No. So, this is a call. The purpose of Nijalsa, the purpose of Islam, is to rectify our hearts, to get ourselves detached from this world, and come in the light and in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can talk about the sun, and we can put the word on our lips, S-U-N, we can put it on our lips. Or we can write it in written form, or we can draw a picture of it. But none of it will give us its warmth. We have to go into the sun, so that the warmth of it can fall on our faces. And you see how nice it will feel, especially in this cold. If you go out in the sun, if you just say sun, you sit down inside and you say sun, or if you write S-U-N, you will not feel the warmth. You have to go outside. You have to leave the web. Go outside and the rays of the light of the sun will fall on your face and it will warm you. So we have to make that effort. Have to realize that we are not well, that we are ill, that dunya is like a bacteria that has gone into our hearts. It's like a virus that has gone into our hearts and has affected us in a particular way. And the way to do this is to attach ourselves. Attach ourselves to Ahlullah. For example, if you take a piece of iron, a normal piece of iron, and you attach it to a magnet, the magnet has its particles arranged in a particular way that makes it a magnet. But when the iron is attached to the magnet, it also becomes magnetized. So, similarly, if we attach ourselves to the Ahlullah and to those who are the experts of this field, and we attach ourselves to them, similarly, our minds will be oriented correctly. And similarly, our fikr will be oriented correctly. And our efforts will be oriented correctly. And this disease will be squeezed out and purged out from us. And they'll be able to help us and to assist us to detach ourselves from this web, this Baitul Ankabut. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from this gathering, and that we take that extra step that is needed. We take the step that is needed. If we just take it and lodge it somewhere in our minds and just put it for later, nothing will happen. We have to undergo the treatment. The cure is in the course of the treatment. If we talk about treatment, or we make the intention of treatment, we will not get cured. If we say, our cholesterol is high, I need to lower my cholesterol. Or my blood pressure is high, I make firm intention that I will lower my blood cholesterol. Will our cholesterol go down? Will our blood pressure go down? If we make firm intention, if we say, yes, I need, this is essential. If I don't, this will happen. I make firm intention, and we don't do anything about it. We don't go and we take the consultation and get our blood pressure checked and we'll get the required medication, then nothing will happen. So inshallah, we need to make the intention firstly, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the hidayat and the tawfiq. Because without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do anything. So we make the intention and ask Allah to give us the tawfiq and take the necessary steps. Enter into treatment, go into the ICU, going to the intensive care of the cancer and attach ourselves to the drips. Intravenous drips of Allah, Allah, Allah. Let it go into our system. Let it reach the heart and revive back the heart. You know, like when you go in intensive care, they jumpstart you. You understand jumpstart? They jumpstart you. We need to go in intensive care because the heart is dead. If you take a monitor, there's the EKG, you know the EKG machine? That reads the heart, book. If you take a spiritual EKG and you plug it into us, you will see a straight line. You will not see no book. You will see a straight line on our spiritual EKG. We need to get the shock to wake up the dead heart. And we need to jumpstart it. Allah, Allah, jumpstart the heart. And then when they start to beat again, then we come back to life. And then we will start to become insan again. Then we start to become ibad again. In Haiti, there's something called zombie. You all have heard zombie? A walking dead, a body without a soul, a body that doesn't have roof. Yeah? So we need to wake up back the roof. It's in coma. We need to get this shot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and give us the death and tawfiq.
And a few minutes then we'll be Muslim and set the day in Zika in advance, inshallah. And as we have heard, we might have told us the program will carry on after Maghrib and after Isha also. We try and all partake with this open heart, inshallah.